Many Americans put a lot of money down this past year when they agreed to buy houses before they were actually built. But what happens when the house isn't finished and mortgage rates have gone way up? For the homebuyers, it can be a painful financial blow, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
These days, Ari Brooks is trying really hard not to think about mortgage rates.
I try not to because it gives me a lot of anxiety.
She and her family live just outside of Boise, Idaho, which has turned into one of the toughest places in the whole country to buy a house. People have been moving there in droves, driving prices up 82% in just the past 3 years. So after getting outbid again and again, she and her husband, T.R. Brooks, decided to buy a house from a home builder before it was actually built.
It seemed very attractive in that there's no bidding war. There's a price you agree on, and it doesn't go up while you wait for it to be built.
That was kind of a relief, right? When you sign the contract, it locks the price of the home.
So they signed a contract to buy a house for $430,000. But that was more than a year ago. Pandemic supply chain delays have kept builders waiting on everything from roof trusses to windows and doors. Meanwhile, interest rates have been rising dramatically. The couple is lucky that when rates started rising, they got an 11-month rate lock from the home builder's lending division. Most lenders don't even offer long-term rate locks like that.
We have a rate lock that's in the high threes.
But that expires in a few months now, and their house still isn't finished. Rates have risen to up around 6%, so if their rate lock expires, buying the house will get much more expensive. On a $400,000 loan, that adds more than $500 a month to the mortgage payment. And a lot of new construction homebuyers like the Brookses are getting hit with this price shock now. Kenny Parcell is a realtor in Spanish Fork, Utah.
I mean, this is real life stuff. This is young families, people that were barely getting in before, and the dream of home ownership, and they're watching it go away.
Parcell says he's got clients who also signed contracts to buy homes, and now they can't qualify for a mortgage to buy the same house that they could qualify to buy just 6 months ago.
We've had 10 people we've been working with that are canceling right now. There's a lot of tears shed on, you have real empathy for these people.
He says some families have put down earnest money deposits of $20,000 or $30,000 when they agreed to buy the house, so now they could lose that money.
Some builders are willing to give that back, as to where other builders said, sorry, it was non-refundable.
So he says people are scrambling, lawyering up, trying to get the money back, or trying to borrow money from family to buy the house that way. Meanwhile, he says people are still stuck renting, and many landlords are raising rents, too.
Rent prices are so high right now as well. You know, they can't afford to stay in their rental, and they can't afford to lose their construction deposit or their earnest money. They're in a real pickle.
Back in Boise, Idaho, Ari and T.R. Brooks are in better shape. T.R. is a psychology professor and Ari is a social worker, so they have solid incomes. Even if they get hit with that much higher mortgage payment, they could still afford to buy the house, though money would be tight.
We've got a kiddo in daycare full time. And then just with the other sort of rising costs around us.
We also have a car that's a bit of a time bomb.
Yeah,
we're going to need to buy a new car.
We have some expenses coming up.
Meanwhile, they've been saving up all they can so they can put down a bigger down payment if they have to pay that much higher interest rate. Chris Arnold, NPR News.